Good Lord Almighty, son. Get your hands out of your shorts. Why must you always be fiddling around in there? You know, God is always watching you. Son, he knows whether you're fondling, pulling, poking, humping your mattress. He sees everything. Do you think Jesus took his long fingers and slid them underneath his robes? Do you really think Jesus did that? And aren't we always saying, what would Jesus do, and try to follow his way? I'm very disappointed in you, son. You have got to keep your hands outside of your shorts. You are turning into a little pervert, just like your father. Your father used to do that all the time. It drove me absolutely batty. He'd be sitting on the couch with his hand resting on his crotch, pressing and stroking and poking, and then he'd reach in and rearrange things, and sometimes he'd pull it out and wave it at me and wag it, make me come over and get on my knees and worship it like a false idol. That was all before I got saved, of course. He did have a very large, thick, hairy, veiny member. Yes, I know you saw it. I know for a fact you saw it one night. I'm sure this is burned into your memory. The night of our 7th anniversary, I saw you peeking around the corner as your father lay on top of me, hoisting my legs up, holding them back with his shoulders as he pounded into me with that mammoth cock spreading me open, his balls bouncing against my ass, my wet, wanting pussy swallowing him whole. I opened my eyes and I saw you watching. Don't try to deny it, son. I always wondered how that made you feel. If you were scared, or if it turned you on. Did your little penis get rigid inside your pajamas? Did it try to stand at attention? I'm pretty sure it must have. Well, you have half his genes, don't you? And he was quite a horny man. In fact, he would try to stick it in any warm hole he could find. That cock is really the only thing about your father I miss, to be honest. And I'm sure that's how he got that loose floozy to leave with him. Come over here. I need to teach you a lesson. There has to be some consequences for you being unable to keep your hands out of your shorts. I'm going to give you a spanking. Oh, yes, I am. Come over here right now and pull your shorts down. Do as your mother says. Obey thine mother and father. Now. Yes, right now. and your underwear. For once, take your hands away from your penis. I want to look at it, that's why. Well, I'm your mother. I want to see how much you resemble your father. So drop your hands. That's right. Stop fidgeting. Just stand there and let me look. There is a resemblance. I'll turn a bit this way. Now turn that way. Yep. Well, you're nowhere near as thick or as long, and you're still smooth, of course. I do see one tiny little baby vein right there that is kind of cute. There's no need to be embarrassed. This is the body that God gave you, and you can be proud of it. You just need to not touch it all the time. You'd think it was a joystick the amount of time you keep your hands on it. Well, don't worry about that. You still have a lot of growing to do. Maybe one day you'll grow into the man that your father was. Physically, I mean. My hopes are that you grow into a much better man than he was, morally and emotionally. Now come here. It's time for your punishment. I'm going to slide my skirt up a bit and sit on the couch. Lie across my lap. Yes, right here. Just like a good old-fashioned spanking. No, you are not too old. In fact, you are just right. Remember, this hurts me more than it hurts you. That was for not being able to keep your hands off your boy parts. And that's for having nasty, vile, dirty thoughts. And that's for being a little pervert. That's for having thoughts about your father pumping his gigantic, huge cock into your mother's wet, wanting pussy. And that's for denying that you think about it. Are your ass cheeks getting nice and warm? Let me feel. Oh, yes, they are. And they're firmer than I thought they'd be. Let me rub them a little bit and get them ready. For the next round of spanking. Oh, what is this? Let me reach around and, oh goodness, son, your little penis is poking out between my legs. You are hard, aren't you? goodness. Do your mommy's milky white thighs feel good against your penis? I think they must. I was wondering if you were raising your butt cheeks on purpose with every smack. Are you humping your mommy's thighs, you little pervert? You're enjoying this, aren't you? You're pushing your hard little penis through mommy's thighs every time I spank you. You are such a horny little sinner. You are a bad little boy. Bad, bad, bad. You better pray for forgiveness, son. Pray to be saved, and pray for your mommy too, who misses a cock so much she's milking you from below with every thrust. That's right. You're a bad, bad boy humping your mommy's thighs. Here, move up a bit. Move up closer. All the way up here. Yes. Pray for me too, son. We're both sinners right now. Yes, son. Keep humping mommy's legs. I can tell you're trying to feel mommy's pussy, aren't you? You are such a pervert. Oh, spread your legs. Let me see those tight little balls. Oh, look how tight they are. Are you getting ready to spill your seed, son? Your wicked seed. Shall I stroke those little balls while I milk your head with my other hand? Yes, both sides. Mommy's hands on both sides. Pulling on your cock head. Cupping your little balls. Tickling your little balls. Squeezing gently. Oh, a little bit of mommy spit on your balls, yes. That will make them slippery. Yeah, faster hump that little butt up and down, son. Hump it up and down, that's a good boy, right into my hand. Through my thighs and into my hand. Oh, you are a nasty, dirty boy, aren't you? Yes, you are. You are a bad sinner boy. That's right. That's right. Pump that cock against my thighs. Yes. Oh, you're almost touching my pussy lips. Oh, just a little closer. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, son. I've missed having a hard cock stroking against my lips like that. Oh. Oh, Jesus, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, forgive us. Oh, I see your tight little balls are rising up while you're getting ready to spill your evil, wicked seed all over my ankles and calves. All over mommy's feet, yes. Go on, spill that seed. Spill that pervert seed. Shoot it all over mommy's feet, yes. There you go, you bad boy. That's right. Oh, it's so warm, splashing against Mommy's ankles and her toes. Oh, oh goodness. Oh, good Lord. Son, get up. Get up. Get Mommy a wet rag and come back over here and kneel down and clean your shame up off of me. Your shame is all over my feet and my toes. And once you're done kneeling and cleaning Mommy's feet, you need to bow your head and pray for forgiveness. You need to pray for forgiveness that you tempted Mommy with your wicked little boy parts. And Mommy will pray that you grow up to be bigger and stronger than your father ever was. Now go get that rag, son. And God help us all. Are you ready? Yes. And do you feel cleaner now after that bath? Mommy sure scrubbed you, didn't she? It's important that little boys stay clean and all their little boy parts stay clean, including the two most important parts up here and down here. Well, sometimes it hurts to get clean, and you have to scrub a little harder than normal. Did you brush your teeth? Give Mommy a kiss so I can check. Nice and minty. And did you clean out your ears? Okay. Let's say our prayers, shall we? Okay. Kneel next to Mommy. Head down. Dear God and Jesus, repeat after me. Dear God and Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins, especially my sin today of tempting Mommy and making her touch me. Jesus, I understand my Mommy works very hard to provide for me and to be a good mother. And I want to be the best little boy I can and help her around the house as much as I can. And be obedient. And polite. Please help me
keep my thoughts pure and chaste. Chaste. It means not dirty. Please help me keep my thoughts pure and chaste tonight and from now on. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for dying for our sins. And please bless Mommy. Amen.
Good. And now you're all ready for bed. You can basically start over. From this day forward. And you're going to be good, right? You're not going to put your hands down your pants anymore. And if you feel like you want to, you should come and tell Mommy right away. We can do things like we can pray until that feeling goes away. And if the feeling doesn't go away, then Mommy knows a few tricks to help you. You have that feeling right now? Son, we just had a bath. We just prayed, and earlier you spilled your seed all over my ankles and feet. How could you already be having that feeling again? Sometimes I really wish you'd been born a girl. I think it would be so much easier if I didn't have to deal with all these erections and wet dreams. It's just so uncouth. Girls are neat and tidy, and their bits aren't hanging out everywhere, and they rarely feel they have to touch themselves uncontrollably like little boys do. But since you do, then let Mommy show you one of the ways that I can help you not touch yourself. It's much better for Mommy to do this than for you to do this, because at least if Mommy does it, you won't burn in hell. And if you keep sinning against our Lord and Savior, you very well may burn in hell, and I don't want that for you, son. Do you want that for yourself? Of course not. All right, climb up here in bed. And get comfy. Okay. Now just close your eyes. Well, Mommy needs to have access, doesn't she? Close your eyes. No, keep them closed the whole time. Try not to think about anything, especially don't think about what Daddy was doing to Mommy that night that you were spying on us. Don't think about his big, hard penis slamming into Mommy and those noises that Mommy was making. Don't think about that. Mmm.
Is that helping, son? It looks like it's helping you. Your penis is so stiff. Mommy likes to impale her throat on a hard penis like this, son. So slippery. It just slides right in. And a good mommy never forgets to pay some attention to her sons. I'm too little. Tender round. Balls. Son, try to lie still. It makes it more difficult for mommy to get your whole penis down her throat. Baby, think about Jesus. Think about being a good boy. Saying your prayers. Think about how Jesus died on the cross for us. Keep your hands off mommy's head. And just keep your hands by your own head. Your hands should not be touching yourself. Mommy will do this whenever you want. So that you don't touch yourself. And spill your seed. God doesn't want you to spill your seed, son. That's a fruit. You can spill it down mommy's throat. That doesn't count. That's not wasted. God doesn't like you to waste your seed. But if you feed mommy, that's not as much of a sin. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about Jesus? Don't think about your father's fat cock. Don't think about how mommy used to do this to daddy. I couldn't even fit his fat cock in my mouth. Just the head. Just the head would make my whole mouth full of man cock. Not like your little boy penis. I'm gonna fit the whole thing. Watch all the way down. Son, you really need to stop bouncing around. Mommy can't stay on when you're bouncing around like that. Are you gonna give mommy your seed now? Yeah. Give mommy your seed. While I massage these little paws. Suck you in so deeply. Is that better, son? Yeah. You don't feel like touching yourself right now. Oh, good. It worked. It worked. That's great. Now I want you to go to sleep and have some good dreams. And remember, no touching yourself. Let mommy take care of this from now on, so you can go to heaven. Mwah. Good night, sweet pea.